In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who, being the brightness of His glory, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Good morning. God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration this morning. I'd like to look at, we're thinking about things in the spirit realm. I want to turn our hearts and our minds to things other than this world, to the glorious things of eternity. And so I thought we'd best start this morning by looking at the beginning. And so I've read those scriptures in John and Genesis and Hebrews, all chapter 1 and all verses 1 through 3. And I want us to be impressed by a few things that we notice here in the beginning. In the beginning, before the beginning of time, there was God. And God being all ever-living and all-knowing, ever-existent, was existent before time. That's hard for us to get our minds around, but we must consider that before the very beginnings of this world, God had already existed for all of eternity. And, beloved, this is important. This, God is the source of life. God is life. He is love, but He is life. And in Him was the light of men. But I'm getting ahead here. All were made by Him. And everything that we see was created by Him. And the Lord Jesus was present. The Spirit of God was present. In Genesis we hear that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. In Hebrews we find that by the Son He made all things. The Son is the express image. That word transliterates the word character. If we would take the Greek and spell it out, we get the word character. And in English we get what they write here is, He is the express image of His person. So when we behold the Lord Jesus Christ, we step into eternity. We step into that realm which exists outside of time. When we study the Lord in the Scriptures, when we get hold of what God stands for when He walks upon this earth, we actually step into, it's as though we've entered into the very throne room of God. It's as though we've beheld God Himself sitting upon a throne. There is no difference. God has put no difference. The character of God is right there in the Lord Jesus. As we look upon Him in the Scriptures, we have such a beautiful picture of Him, and we can see and know what He thinks and what He believes, and we can walk with Him. And those are some of the promises that He's made. I hope to look at the Son. I hope to look at the enemy and his treachery, and I hope to go on from there as we look at the spirit realm this week. And what I'd like you to consider is that outside of these things, there is no real life. Too many people, beloved, think that we exist like animals, that we are here, we have some intelligence, and we're here as the to take advantage of every opportunity on this earth, and when we die, we become dust. But beloved, that's not the case. The case is that there is another existence which is more real than that which we can see and feel. It is more real because it will continue on when all of these things that we look at, all of these things that we can touch, are burned up. There, just as much as there was a beginning of time, there will be an end of time. And at that time, beloved, every soul for sure will have passed into eternity and will be dwelling somewhere for all of eternity, for all ages upon ages, for all, there is no good way to express it. There's no way that our minds can comprehend. And yet, we must realize, so when we go about our lives here, let this impress upon us two things. One is the carefulness of life. Let us examine ourselves and walk in such a way each day of time that we don't invalidate our lives here for all of eternity. We don't invalidate our Christian life. In other words, beloved, let us not cast away that which has been given to us, that which we've received by the hand of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, through His sacrifice. By faith we've grasped hold, we've entered into this glorious kingdom. We've begun to walk in this kingdom which is for all of eternity. But, oh, beloved, let us run the race with patience. Let us finish the course. Let us be able to say with Paul, I have finished my course. My work is done. Behold, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me. So that's the first thing that I would like to impress upon us. And the second thing, and this, beloved, we need to have the sensitivity of soul and not the callousness, which I confess, even I build up a callousness toward those that are without the kingdom of God. But, oh, beloved, let us consider that in the beginning, God spoke this world into existence. And in the end, God can speak it out of existence. And in this interim time, we are in a moment, we are in a dispensation of grace. And, beloved, there are so many that are lost, so many that are not even considering, not even placing the possibility of God in their hearts. Oh, beloved, let us be a people that go forth, that preach this everlasting gospel, that show the people that there is a way to enter into the kingdom of God. And that's my heart, and that's my desire, not only for each one of you that listen, but for myself as well. Let us together exhort one another and encourage each other to go forth and to proclaim. I don't want to be so wrapped up in the kingdom of this world that I forget that at every moment there is another spirit realm, and we all will one day stand in judgment in that spirit realm. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to encourage you to use Mailbox 99 if you would like to leave a message for anyone here at the Fountain of Life. And God bless you all.